USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Americans who are vaccinated against COVID will soon be able to travel to Europe, according to a top EU official. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told the New York Times Sunday that lifting restrictions will depend on conditions in the U.S., but those who are vaccinated will be able to travel to the continent this summer, though she did not lay out a timeline. Non-essential travel to the EU has been banned since the beginning of the pandemic last March. And the Biden administration has partially lifted a ban that will allow for the export of raw materials for the production of COVID vaccines to try to help India control a massive second wave of infections. A spokesperson for the National Security Council said Sunday in a statement that raw materials needed to produce the COVID-Shield vaccine will be made available to India. The country is undergoing a large surge in new cases, recording more than 346,000 on Sunday. Officials say that a new variant of the virus, the B1617, is partially responsible for the surge in cases. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The CDC lifted a pause on the use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine Friday after looking into cases of rare blood clots. The agency decided to lift the pause after determining that the possible risks are outweighed by the vaccine's benefits, but ordered the shot to come with a warning label and information about the possible side effects. The White House's chief medical advisor says the 11-day pause is proof of the country's commitment to vaccine safety. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC's This Week that the extra investigation should help assuage those with some hesitancy over the vaccines.
There was a pause, it was examined, and now we're going ahead with it, which tells you that if you look at all of the other vaccinations that have been done, you know, we've had about 141 million people that received at least one dose of the vaccine. A very small proportion of that, about 8 million, has been J&J. The rest have been the mRNAs from Pfizer and from Moderna. So if anybody has any doubts about the safety of those other vaccines, and including J&J, we can now say, you know, we take this very seriously.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The surge of illegal immigrants at the southern border continues as new calls for the president and vice president to visit the border. Vice President Kamala Harris will soon meet with Mexico's president to discuss ways to stem the flow of migrants from Central America to the U.S.'s borders. The vice president says that the administration is making progress on the problem. She tells CNN that efforts are being made to reach out to allies in Central America to help deal with the root causes of illegal immigration.
We're making progress, but it's not going to evidence itself overnight. It will not. But it will be worth it, and I will tell you part of my approach to this is we've got to institutionalize the work and also internationalize it, which is why, for example, I'm working with Ambassador Thomas Greenfield, and we're going to be increasing the requests we're making of our allies in the United Nations. Because, again, this is about the Western Hemisphere. We are a neighbor in the Western Hemisphere, and it is also about understanding that we have the capacity to actually get in there if we are consistent. Part of the problem is that under the previous administration, they pulled out, essentially, a lot of what had been the continuum of work, and it essentially came to a standstill.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.